Hallelujah. The purpose of association is assimilation for manifestation. Assimilation for manifestation. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, Acts chapter 4, verse 13, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Your manifestation is a confirmation of your association. Until manifestation is synonymous with association, it is all deception. A man deceives himself when he claims to be associated and there is nothing to show for that association. I believe that you are here and something tangible shall be shown for your association in the name of Jesus. One of us will be bringing us the word tonight again, very sharp and very pungent. He is the North Central Regional Pastor. I believe that he's been here for over 20 years. I think his first posting was the year of 1999. And I believe that something will drop for somebody and your life will never remain the same. His name is not, is Pastor Paul Odu, Dunamis North Central, pastoring Lokoja Central. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and let's receive the word. Will you lift your hands and let's receive the word? Will you stand up on your feet at least and let's appreciate God? Thank you, Master.
Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise, give him honor. Thank you and thank you. Go ahead and give God praise for this day that he has made that will rejoice and be glad in it. Lift up your voice and appreciate him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. I would like to first and foremost appreciate the King of Kings for this privilege and also my spiritual parent. Daddy and Mommy, thank you so much for this privilege and for the trust. I refuse to take it for granted. And I believe that Matthew 10:20 will be made real tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm here tonight to speak on the subject, the lifting power of spiritual covering. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Second Chronicles 20:20. The B part, it said, believe in the Lord your God that you may be established. Believe in his prophet that you may prosper. Father, we thank you tonight. I ask, O Lord, that you breathe upon your word. Tonight I make demands, O Lord, on the prophetic mantle at work in the life of your servant, at work in this commission. I connect with the same mantle. I ask for the flow of same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The objective tonight, number one, is understanding the lifting power of spiritual covering. Number two is understanding the demand of spiritual covering. I would like to start tonight by saying that everything under heaven flourishes under the right environment. Everything in life flourishes under the right environment. Every seed needs the right soil to grow. And that's why yam doesn't grow everywhere. Rice doesn't grow everywhere. And every eaglet becomes an eagle by the ministry of a mother eagle. There is no eaglet that can become an eagle without the training and tutelage of a mother eagle. In the same vein, in this kingdom, to excel or to enjoy the lifting power of God, you must be willing, we must be willing to come under, or we must be willing to come under a pastoral prophetic covering. And as we do that, I believe that the Lord will bless us with the dividend of serving under a prophet in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to start by looking at some examples in scriptures. Example number one. Lot in the book of Genesis, chapter number 13, verse 5. The Bible says, Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Lot also. When Lot came under the pastoral or prophetic coverage of Abraham, God caused him to enjoy uncommon blessings. So when God called Abraham, the Bible said, and Lot went with him. By virtue of that association, the life of Lot experienced unusual shift to the glory of God. So when a person agrees to submit under a pastoral coverage, the testimony of your father becomes your testimony. The testimony of your mentor becomes your testimony. Another example in scripture number two, example number two, is Saul, the son of Zero, who was looking for the father's donkey. Father's missing donkey. He didn't know who he was until he encountered Prophet Samuel. And by that encounter, his destiny shifted. So one of the major assignments of a prophet is to define your assignment. And I believe tonight somebody's assignment shall be defined. In the name of Jesus Christ. Example number three is Joshua. Joshua, under the leadership of Moses. Joshua was a servant of Moses, and by virtue of his submission to the ministry of Moses, the Bible said that the honor of Moses was upon Joshua. Also, the children of Israel, the Bible said how God, he said in the book of Hosea, where we just read, the Bible said, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, Israel was preserved. The children of Israel were in the land of Egypt for 430 years. With nothing to show. Labor without reward. Until God said in the book of Exodus, I have heard the cry of my people. That is in Exodus chapter 3. Verse 7 to 10. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Verse 9. Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Prophetic covering is real. He said, I have seen the affliction of my people, and I am come. But God did not come down physically. He came through his servant Moses. He could have done it himself. But because he believed in the principles of spiritual covering, or spiritual coverage, he came down through his servant Moses to deliver the children of Israel. Also, we have David. David, the son of Jesse. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, he was rejected, disconnected, left in the bush. He was there all alone while the other brothers were at home. And he was laboring in the bush with all his talent. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, and Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withered, of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Verse 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Samuel was used of God to bring David from the background to the forefront. Was used of God to reveal the potential of David. And we have another example, is our Master Jesus. Our Master Jesus. He came to deliver mankind. He came as a Son of God. And however, he could not heal a fly until he submitted himself to the authority, to the ministry of John the Baptist. When he went to be baptized like every other person, and then praying, all of a sudden the heavens opened. And the Bible said he began to be from that day forward. From that day forward. The heaven opened. There was divine announcement, divine publicity. And he began to be. So, beloved, prophetic cover, spiritual covering is divine and is real. Are we together? Are we together? So, what are the dividends of functioning or submitting to the ministry of your prophet? Number one is the release of potential. The release of potential. The mantle of your prophet activates your potential. Saul never knew that the capacity to prophesy was inside him, until he encountered Prophet Samuel and the potential was activated. In the same vein, when David encountered Prophet Samuel, his potential was released. Number two is direction. Saul was missing road until he got in contact with Samuel. Direction. 1 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 1. Direction. Number 3 is honor. honor, servanthood, submission, offers you the privilege to share in the honor of your father. The privilege to share in the honor of your father. The Bible said that the Lord was with Joshua as he was with Moses. When Elisha battled the Red Sea and was returning back, the sons of the prophet said that the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. The honor of your father. You share in the privilege, you share in the honor of your father. Number four. What bows for your father bows for you. Number five, your father's voice lends authority to your voice. Lends authority to your voice. Number six is preservation, protection. By a prophet, he brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, Israel was preserved. For some of us here tonight, and for some of us in particular, like me, if not for prophetic cover, I might not have been here today. Coming in contact with God's servant. Remaining under the cover. Preserved my life. I could remember when we were in Liberia during the Ebola season. People were dying left, right, and center. But one word from my father preserved not just me, not just my family, preserved the sheep of the sheepfold of Dunamis, Moravia. Why? Because by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, Israel is preserved. Hear this. Your father, your mentor, determines your color. Your father determines your future. To be fatherless, to be futureless. And beloved, I can tell you from the day I met God's servant, our father in the faith till date. From the day I met him under a spiritual cover. And he remains under the cover till date. That is for over 20. Like he shared with us yesterday. From the time I met him till date, every year, he goes for every Shiloh, every minister's conference at Ottawa. Till date. To prove to you that is what? Is real. What are the demands? What are the demands of submission or demands of spiritual coverage? What are the demands? Number one, identify your prophet. Identify your mentor, your father. Whose voice does God use to speak to you? Identify your father. Someone might be asking, but how do I identify my father? Your father speaks your language. not your local language. He speaks your language. When he speaks, it appeals to your soul, to your spirit. When you meet your father, you don't need a prophet to tell you. You come in for every meeting, it's as if somebody told him something about you. And something on the inside will tell you if you should hang around for a while. Your level will change. Identify your prophet. I give you pastors after my own heart. God gives pastors. People don't choose pastors. I give you what? Pastors after my own heart. Your pastor is the one with your DNA. He's the one. Jaco Lika Pecola Prado Satire. Zeke Pecola Branda Satika Pecola Tire. He's the one that carries what you want, what you need. It has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with where he or she comes from. Identify your prophet, your pastor. God gives pastor. People don't what? Don't give themselves pastors. Identify. Number two. Clearly define what you want out of that relationship. Clearly define. You don't follow for following sake. Elisha was not the first servant of Elijah. The first servant was the one that followed him to Mount Carmel after he prophesied the release of abundance of rain. He went to Mount Carmel to pray in vain. He asked his first servant to watch. That first servant is nameless. There is nobody here that knows the name of that first servant. Nobody here can tell us the name of that first servant. But Elisha decided to follow with a sense of purpose. Even when his friends tried all they could to discourage him, he said, "No, I know what I want. I'm not looking for his mistakes. I'm looking for a mantle." And when opportunity presented itself, Elijah said to Elisha, "What do you want?" He said, "Double portion of what you have been doing, guy, with." Know what you want. Every prophet is made up of very many parts. What do you want? Number three. Receive his ministry with an open heart. Receive means believe. Believe. Come to a person. Tell yourself, "This is my pastor." Believe. Believe in the Lord your God. that you may be established. Believe in his prophet, that you may prosper. Number four, guard your heart, especially against offense. One of the things the devil uses to disconnect people is offense. A time comes when the devil begins to make you misinterpret every action. Guard your heart against offense. Beloved, you can change your boss in the office, but you cannot change your father. You may choose to change your boss, but not your father. Number five, serve the anointing. Joshua served Moses. Numbers 11:28. And the Bible said, the servant of Moses. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses. He served Moses. Elijah served Elisha. There can be no impartation without contribution. Find yourself contributing to the ministry of your prophet. Number six, maintain heart connectivity. Heart connectivity. Heart connectivity. Many times when our father is declaring here, his father is declaring over there the same thing. Why? Because of what? Heart connectivity. Maintain heart connectivity. And I believe that tonight somebody here shall be visited. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are that person, say better amen. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest amen. And for someone here from tonight, you shall experience transmission by observation. Transmission through observation. Through impartation. Through impartation. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for your ministry. A new day for your family. What works for our father from today shall work for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's a new day. Stand up to your feet. Lift up your hands and give God praise. Give him praise. Give him honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.